No screen today, huh? Begins Gaurangi Duti Pot. Actually, Srila Prabhupada said that when we sing the bhajan, we should know the meaning. So first let us explain the meaning. Mantra guru ajato shika guru gan tar charane agi kariya bandan bandeyaham shri guru shijita parakamalam shri gurun vaishnavamscha shri rupam shagarajatam shahagana raganatam mitam tangsha jivam Sadvai itam shavadutam parijana shaitam krishna chaitana devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Shahagana Lalita Shibishakam Vitamscha. Gauranga Duti Pod, the two lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jardhan Shampot. For those who this is their only wealth, She Jane Bokati Roshashar. This means, Prabhupada translates this, that the essence of devotional service is to accept with your heart and soul the Sankirtan movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gauranga Madhur Leela, the Madhu, the sweet Leela, pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jar Karne Praveshila, those whose ears, these sweet pastimes, enter into Uridoi Nirmal Bhelo Tar, their heart becomes completely purified. Jai Gauranga Nama Loy, those who take the name Gauranga. Tada Hoy Premudoy. Now Gauranga. Gauranga. There is awakening of love of Godhead. Tada Hoy Premudoy. Tare Mui Joy Bolihari. Prabhupada translates that. To them I say bravo. Bravo. Gauranga Gunete Jure. Those who cry when they consider the qualities of Gauranga and his all-merciful nature. Nitta lila tadeshpure. For them, the transcendental, eternal pastimes of Vrindavan are revealed. Sage on bhakti adhikari. This is the qualification for practicing devotional service. Gaurangera shangigone. The associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nitta Shiddha Korimone. One who considers them to be the eternal companions of Sri Krishna from Braj. Shejai Brajendra Shuta Pas. Then they can associate with Brajendra Shuta. Shigoda Mandal Bhumi. The land where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed his transcendental pastimes. Jeba Jane Chintamoni. Those who understand that this is desire fulfilling, Tadahoi Brajabhumi Bash, then you can go to Gaudamondo, and by desire you can achieve Vrindavan, residence in Vrindavan. Gauda Prema Rashanave, the Rashanave, the ocean of mellows of Gauda Prema, She Torangi Jeva Dube, those who dive repeatedly into the waves of this ocean, She Radha Madhav Antaranga, the very most intimate associates of Radha Madhav. Grihe Ba Bonete Take, you live in the forest in the renounced life, or at home, Grihe Ba Bone Take, Ha Gauranga Bole Dake, call out the name of Gauranga. Narottama Mage Tarashanga, Narottam Das desires to associate with that Grihastha at home or that renunciate in the forest who's chanting the name of Gauranga. This is Dutau. You can play? Gauranga Dute Pada jadhan shampada dhutipada jadhan gaudangeda dhutipada jadhan shampada jadhan shampada she jane bhakti rasa sha she jane bhakti rasa sha she jane bhakti gaudangeda madhur lila jar karne prabeshila gaudangeda madhur lila jar karne prabeshila jagane praveshila hridaya nirma bhelota hridaya nirma bhelota jai gauranga namalai tada hoy prem udai tade mui jai boli hari tare moi jai boli hari gaudange kunete jure nitali le tare spure gaudange gunete jure nitali le tare spure shejane bhakti adikare shejane bhakti adikare gaudangeda shongi gane neta siddha kori mane neta siddha kori mane shei jai brajendra shuddha paash Shejai Brajendra Shutapash. Shri Gauda Mandal Bhumi Jai Bhajane Chintamani. Bhajane Chintamani Shri Gauda Mandal Bhumi Jai Bhajane Chintamani Jai Bhajane Tara Hoya Braja Bhumi Bas Tara Hoya Braja Bhumi Bas Gauda Prema Rashanabe Shetarangi Jibadhube Shetarangi Jibadhube Shirata Madhavantaranga Shirata Madhavantaranga Shirata Madhavantaranga Grihe Babane Te Take Ha Gauranga Bole Dake Ha Gauranga Bole Dake Grihe Babane Te Take Ha Gauranga Bole Dake Ha Gauranga Bole Dake Narottama Mage Tara Shanga Narottama Mage Tara Shanga
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya
Radha Madhava Jai Kunja Vihari Radha Madhava Jai Gopi Jana Balabha Jai Giri Bhada Dhade Jai Giri Bhada Dhade Jai Jashoda Nandana Jai Braj Jana Ranjana Jai Braj Jana Ranjana Thank you. Jamuna Tirabana Chari Jai Kunjabi Hadi. Jai Kunjabi Hadi. Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Rama Rama Hare Hare, oh, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Nama Krishna, Yadhavai Namaha, Gopal Govinda Ram Shri Madhusudan, Hadaye Nama Krishna Yadhavaya Namaha, Gopal Govinda Ram Shri Madhusudan, Hadaye Nama Krishna Yadhavaya Namaha, Gopal Govinda Ram Shri Madhusudan, Jai Nitai Gauranga, Jaya Nitai Gauranga, Jaya Nitai Gauranga Gaur Hare, Jai Sachinandana, Jai Sachinandana, Jai Sachinandana Gaur Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, oh, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, oh Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, oh, Hare Hare, oh, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, oh, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Prabhupada, oh Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada. Nitai Gaur Haribo, 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 Gaur Haribo. Jaya Om Vishnu Pad Paramhansa Paribrajakai Charja Ashtacharasara Shushamad Shala Abhai Charanaravina Bhakti Vedanta Shami Shira Prabhupada Ki Iskan Pratishtata Charja Shira Prabhupada Ki Ananda Kuri Vaishnava Rindagi Iskan Acharja Rindagi Samaveda Gaur Bhakta Rindagi Shishinitai Gaur Shitanata Premanandi Hari Hari Bo.
Hare Krishna. So we have the privilege to have with us His Grace Atul Krishna Prabhu. I'd like to briefly introduce Prabhu. So he joined the ISKCON movement in the 1980s, and for many years he has been distributing books in various parts of Australia. Eventually he came to Bangladesh. He learned very fluent Bengali, and he has been very much a pioneer in the Mayapur Institute, which is helping the education system in all over ISKCON. And currently he is the dean for the Mayapur Institute, and he is also the chairman for the ISKCON Board of Examinations. He is also offering services for the Guru Services Committee, and he is very instrumental to make the ISKCON Disciples course come through, and many such courses Prabhu personally takes and also helps other faculty members to come up all over ISKCON so as to make ISKCON education go very wonderful. So let's welcome him to Sri Sri Radhavindaman Chandra Mandir by three times loudly chanting Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol!
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Dharma Praujira Kaitava Atra Paramanir Matsaranam Satam Bedyam Vashtama Matra Vashtu Shivadam Tapatrai Unmulanam Srimad Bhagavate Mahamune Krite King of Aipada Ishra Sadda Ridi Avarudyate Atra Kritibi Shushushivit Takshanat.
Ka ete nupataye ta
What's the word there?
This one.
Tom. Tam guri bhavan yasya athabag ramapatim. Pichin bati kim munivad rahovane. Tvad angri kamapta shamashta kamam. Papadmakosha patita karagrat. Tamrid bhavanyasya atabhagrama patim pichinbatikim munayibad rahobane tvadangrikam apta shamashtakamam kvapadmakosha patita karagrat. Please chant. Mothers, Tvam, you, Ri, shyness, Bhavani, wife of Lord Shiva, Ashi, R, Atha, rather, Bak, Sharashati, the goddess of learning, Rama, goddess of fortune, Patim, husband, Pichinbati, searching after, thinking of, Kim, are you, Munivat, like a sage, Raha, in this lonely place, Bone, in the forest, Tvadangri, your feet, Kama, desiring, Apata, achieved, Shamashta, all, Kamam, desirable things, Kwa, where is, Padmakoshaha, the lotus flower, Patitaha, fallen, Kara, of the hand, Agrat, from the front portion or palm. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. My dear beautiful girl, you are exactly like the goddess of fortune, or the wife of Lord Shiva, or the goddess of learning, the wife of Lord Brahma. Although you must be one of them, I see that you are loitering in this forest. Indeed, you are as silent as the great sages. Is it that you are searching after your own husband? Whoever your husband may be, simply by understanding that you are so faithful to him, he will come to possess all opulences. I think you must be the goddess of fortune, but I do not see the lotus flower in your hand. Therefore, I am asking you, where have you thrown that lotus? Purport. Everyone thinks that his intelligence is perfect. Sometimes one employs his intelligence in the worship of Uma, the wife of Lord Shiva, in order to obtain a beautiful wife. Sometimes when one wants to become as learned as Lord Brahma,
He employs his intelligence in the worship of the goddess of learning, Saraswati. Sometimes when one wishes to become as opulent as Lord Vishnu, he worships the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi. In this verse, all these inquiries are made by King Puranjan. The living entity who is bewildered and does not know how to employ his intelligence. Intelligence should be employed in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As soon as one uses his intelligence in this way, the goddess of fortune automatically becomes favorable to him. The goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, never remains without her husband, Lord Vishnu. Consequently, when one worships Lord Vishnu, he automatically obtains the favor of the goddess of fortune. One should not, like Rabun, worship the goddess of fortune alone, for she cannot remain long without her husband. Thus, her other name is Chanchala, or restless. In this verse, it is clear that Puranjan is representing our intelligence while he is talking with the girl. He not only appreciated the shyness of the girl, but actually became more and more attracted by that shyness. He was actually thinking of becoming her husband, and consequently he was asking her whether she was thinking of her prospective husband or whether she was married. This is an example of bhoga icha, the desire for enjoyment. One who is attracted by such desires becomes conditioned in this material world, and one who is not attracted attains liberation. King Puranjan was appreciating the beauty of this girl as if she were the goddess of fortune, but at the same time he was careful to understand that the goddess of fortune cannot be enjoyed by anyone except Lord Vishnu. Since he doubted whether the girl was the goddess of fortune, he inquired about the lotus flower she was not holding. The material world is also the goddess of fortune because the material energy works under the direction of Lord Vishnu, as stated in Bhagavad Gita, Maya Jakshanya Prakriti, Shuyate Shah Characharam. The material world cannot be enjoyed by any living entity. If one so desires to enjoy it, he immediately becomes a demon like Rabun, Hiranyakashipu, or Kamsa. Because Ravan wanted to enjoy the goddess of fortune, Sita Devi, he was vanquished with all his family, wealth, and opulence. One can, however, enjoy that Maya bestowed upon the living entity by Lord Vishnu. The satisfaction of one's senses and desires means enjoying Maya, not the goddess. Srila Prabhupada ki. So this whole description of Puranjan and dealing with this lady, Prabhupada summarizes as bhoga icha. Bhoga icha. This is our problem, that we are icha bhoga. We're desiring sense enjoyment. Actually, we have to rectify that by reviving our desire for Krishna. And that can be done by taking the medicine of sadhana bhakti. As Krishna explains in 12th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Ata chitam samadhatum na shaknoshi mayi sthiram. If you cannot chitam in your heart, mayi sthiram, without deviation, samadhi, think of me, remember me, love me, then Krishna recommends abhyasa yoga. Abhyasa yoga juktena. One has to constantly practice abhyasa yoga, connecting to the Lord, practicing loving the Lord by sadhana bhakti, as we are doing. Bhaidi sharana, choi shati sharananga, 64 items, seeing the deities, bowing down, taking the charanamrita, doing parikrama, hearing, sankirtan, taking diksha, all of these items, these are abhyasa yoga. Abhyasa yoga jukta. This means being situated in practicing loving Lord Srihari in the state where we don't have spontaneous love for Srihari. And by the practice, Krishna says, abhyasa yoga juktena, mam ichchaptum dananjaya. Then you will awaken mam ichcha. You will awaken desire for me. Actually, Krishna, he wants us to reawaken our desire for him. When Gaurasundara appeared and performed his pastimes, he delayed manifesting himself first as a devotee and then as a Supreme Personality of Godhead in order to increase the desire of the devotees to associate with him. There is the Gaur Bal Lila where he is completely hiding his Bhagavata, his opulence as Aisharja, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One time, just as Nanda Baba calls Nanda Dulal and says, "Bring my slippers," one time Jagannath Mishra called Shachinandan. He said, "Bring my book. Bring my book." And hearing his father request in that way, then very quickly, Shachinandan, he ran to the room, he got the book, and on his head he carried that book, and he gave that book to Jagannath Mishra. And then quickly he ran outside to play. Now as he was running in and outside, Jagannath Mishra noticed the sound of the ankle bells. And he was astonished by this. And he inquired from Shachimata, "How is it that we can hear the sound of ankle bells when our son is not wearing ankle bells?" And then another astonishing phenomena happened. Devotees, Gaur Bhaktagan, listen very, very, very attentively. In the kutir of Jagannath Mishra, because this is mati, not like an apartment. It's mati, mati walls, clay walls, and the floor is also mati. And the roof is made from gash, from grass. This is a Vedic style of living. Actually, it is very sattvic and very has a peaceful effect on the mind if you live in a mati kutir. And every day you can put the gobur, the cow dung, on the walls. And we should have the Varnashram College where our ladies are coming and learning how to mix the gobur and put it all around the courtyard and all over the walls. That will create peace and harmony within our society. So on the mati, on the floors, Jagannath Mishra noticed the footprints all over the house. On those footprints were the symbols of Sri Hari, Dvaja, Ankush, and the Vajra, the thunderbolt, the flag, Ankush, which is the goad used for controlling elephants, and the pataka, a banner. He noticed these transcendental marks, which are only found on the lotus feet of Sri Hari, on the footprints all through the kutir, all through the cottage. And he was astonished, and he bowed down and offered his obeisances to those footprints. And he said to Sachimata, "In this life, we will be liberated." This is very interesting, because he is Nanda Baba, he is Vasudev, he is the eternal father of Sri Hari, who's associating with him daily, on a daily basis. And he's thinking he's a conditioned soul. So Gaurasundara, he's hiding his opulence as the Supreme Personality of Godhead in order to fulfill the desires. This is actually desiring. This is icha. Because the desire, he's the desire. This is rasa tatta. That our desires to serve the Lord in a particular way will be fulfilled. Jajatamam prabaddante bhangtadayabhaja. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, he contributes the Chaitanya avatar hetu, mukya hetu, the principal reason for Gaurasundara's avatar as being the desire of the devotees, bhakta icha, the principal reason for Gaurasundara's avatar. Advaita Goshai, he was seeing just as Prabhupada is explaining here, that one can, however, enjoy that maya bestowed upon the living entity by Lord Vishnu The satisfaction of one's senses and desires means enjoying Maya. The Navadip Bhashis, they were completely absorbed in enjoying Maya, which is bestowed by Lord Vishnu. The Punya and the Pap, pious activities and sinful activities, it's all material. And they were completely absorbed in that. And actually, seeing this, Advaita Gosai was lamenting. Our acharyas lament. Nitai na bolilo mukhe, majilo shangsha shukhe. If you're not chanting the name of Nitai with your lips and your mouth, majilo shangsha shukhe, you will be happy. You will be merged, majilo. You will merge into the material happiness. Vidya kule ki kori betar. But what is the use? Vidya of your learning, of your heritage, of your achievements, of your career, of your reputation, of your prestige, of your everything. Vidya kule ki kori betar. If you're not chanting the name of Lord Nityananda. She shambanda nahija. Those who don't have a relationship with Lord Nityananda. Brita janma gelotar is simply a wasted life. She poshu bodo durachar. She poshu bodo durachar. Miscreant, they're just on the level of animals. Narottam Das Thakur is singing. And so Advaita Gosai, he was seeing this and he was feeling such lamentation. And he was thinking, if Sri Hari himself were to appear and freely bestow love of God, then they could be liberated. And in the mood of, even though Advaita Gosai, he is Mahavishnu, and he also has the potency to deliver the conditioned souls, but in the mood of a submissive servant, he began to consider, how can I attract Sri Hari to appear in this world? How can I propitiate? How can I attract him? Icha, bhakter icha. How can I attract him? At that time, he remembered a verse from the Gautamiya Tantra, spoken by Narad Muni. Tulasi dalamatrena jalasha chulukalenava bhikrinete swamatmanam bhaktebhyo bhaktavatsalaha. Because he is very dear to the devotees, bhaktebhyo bhaktavatsalaha, then simply by offering tulasi dala, one tulasi leaf, tulasi dala means one leaf, tulasi dala matrena, only, simply, one leaf, tulasi dala matrena, just by one tulasi leaf, jalasha chulukalenava, and the amount of water you can keep in your palm, jalasha chulukalenava, bikrinete samatmanam. If that's offered to Sri Hari with love, he gives himself in reciprocation with that offering. Bikrinete, he sells himself to one who offers simply tulasi and jol to him. Kaviraj Goswami explains that when he is offered tulasi and jol, particularly Ganga jol, if you don't have Ganga jol, you can evoke Ma Ganga's presence by mantra. Ma Ganga ki? Just by chanting the name Ganga, you can invoke the presence of Ma Ganga. Just by desiring to see Ganga, you can deliver scores of ancestors from hell. Kaviraj Goswami explains that when the bhakta offers Sri Hari, tulasi patta and jol, Ganga jol, he thinks, there, I have nothing in my possession with which to repay this devotee. Therefore, I have to give him myself. Bikunete somatmanam. He sells himself. So, remembering this verse and meditating on this verse, Advaita Gosai began on the bank of Ganga in Shantipur, where his ashram was. You can visit. He began worshipping his Shalagram Shila with Ganga Jol and Tulasi, crying raising his arms and praying and calling upon Sri Hari to appear and distribute Krishna consciousness. When you visit Shantipur, you can still see the Shalagram Shila that Advaita Thakur worshipped. So Sri Hari himself, he reciprocated with the Bhakta Icha, with the desire of Advaita Thakur, and he appeared. But the Navadeep Basis, they couldn't recognize Haridas Thakur. He was also praying, calling, crying for the appearance of Sri Hari. The Juga Avatar, as the Shastra mentioned, Jagya Shankirtana Praye, how's that start? Krishna Varanam, Sango Pangastra Parshan, Jagya Shankirtanai Praye. They were awaiting. They were performing Sankirtan. But they couldn't recognize Bishambhar as the avatar. One day, Sachimata, having cooked lunch, she sent Bishambhar to the house of Advaita Acharya. They're very close, just a few meters. Shachi Angon, Advaita Bhavan. Just a few meters. Now, Vishwaroop is Nimai's elder brother, 9 or 10 years older, Nityananda Prakash. He was not interested in material activity to the slightest degree. In the morning, after rising early and taking Ganga Snan, he would, in the Vishnu Grihe, worship the deity of the family, and then immediately go to the house of Advaita Acharya for participating in the discussions of Bhakti Tattva, based on Bhagavad Gita. Even the discussions of Vishwaroop on Bhakti, on Gita Padesh, were so wonderful that Acharya Thakur would interrupt his puja to listen to Vishwaroop discussing Bhagavad Gita and Bhakti Tattva. So he would spend his entire day in the house of Advaita Bhavan. There's another story that perhaps one day we can Shravan Kirtan share with you about how Sachimata made an offense. It was in relation to this. We can discuss that another time. So he would spend his entire day. And after cooking the lunch, Sachimata, she sent Vishwambhar, "You go and bring your brother." So Vishwambhara, he would go to the house of Advaita Bhavan. And the Vaishnavs, when they saw the beautiful form of Vishwambhara, they became completely enchanted. Every line of his transcendental body defeated the most exquisite beauty. The radiance of millions upon millions of moons lost its luster in comparison to the effulgence of one of his fingernails. Bare-chested, wearing a dhoti, with his beautiful long dark hair, black hair, tied in a knot at the top, covered in dust, he would clutch hold of the dhoti of Vishwaroop, and pulling that dhoti, he's only this big. Vishwaroop is 10 years old, 12, 13 years old. He's pulling on the dhoti, calling, "Mother is calling, come for lunch, mother is calling." Seeing this sight, the Vaishnavas became stunned. They became completely enamored. Even the discussion of Hari Kata, they were unable to continue. They sat there with their mouths agape. Agape. They couldn't continue, even the Hari Kata, seeing this beautiful form. Moni moni chintai advaita mahashai, prakrita manush tobe e balok nai. Moni moni chintai Advaita Goshai. Advaita Thakur, who previously he's calling, he's praying for the Supreme Lord to appear, but they don't recognize. Moni moni chintai Advaita Mahashai. He's thinking, prakrita manush, kobe e balok nai. E balok, this boy, he is not a product of the material energy. But still, the full revelation of the Prema Avatar, Gaurashunda, was not revealed because he was increasing the meditation, the icha of the devotees. And there was Bidya Lila. Gaurashunda completely absorbed in Vyakaran, in the Alankar, in the Nyaya, Nimai Pandit. And the Vaishnavas, he would be walking on the street like a proud scholar. Because when he appears as a king, Ramchandra Avatar, he's the most ideal king. When he appears as a cowherd boy, he's the most loving Gopal. And when he appears in the house of a Brahmin, then he is the most erudite scholar. And the business of the Brahmins in Navadvip was to debate and defeat. And he would challenge the Bhattacharyas and the Mistras and the Pandits and say, who can refute my explanations of the Shastra? And they would run away. And when he'd be walking down the road, strolling like a proud professor, surrounded by his students, and in front the Vaishnavas would be gathering, coming down the street, they would see Nimai Pandit, and they would go the other way. Gaurashunda would look to his students and say, what? You see? You saw that? These Vaishnavas, when they saw me, they're going in a different direction. Why is that? And the student replied, perhaps they had some urgent business that they had to attend to. He said, no, they do not like to discuss with me. Because they are only interested in hearing about Krishna. But the Vaishnavas, they couldn't get Nimai Pandit out of their mind. Manushir emon pandito dekinai Krishna na bhajane e shob dukapai. Manushir e pandito arde emon pandito dekinai. They couldn't, there is no comparison to the scholarship and learning of this man. But Krishna na bhajane shabai e dukapai. Simultaneously, they're completely awestruck by the scholarship of Nimai and their dukkapai, their suffering. Krishna na bhajane shabai e dukkapai. That he's not worshipping Lord Krishna. The Vaishnavas would prostrate themselves on the bank of Ma Ganga and pray, oh Ma Ganga, please allow Nimai Pandit to become completely absorbed in Krishna consciousness without any other interest. Then we can associate with him. And this is the Vidya Lila. Sometimes we wonder why it is Vidya Lila. Because the Vaishnavas were completely, they're just constantly desiring, meditating. When will Nimai? If Nimai could become a Vaishnava, oh, he would smash the atheists. They are minimizing us. They are insulting us. Our kirtan, they are ridiculing us. The atheists and the Brahmins of Navadvip would chastise the Vaishnavas. We never heard of this in the scripture before. All of this clang, clang, shouting and dancing. You're disturbing Sri Vishnu with all of this noise. Yes, on the worship of Mangala Chandi, one can remain awake all night and play musical instruments, but day after day, all day, all of this dancing, kirtan, all of this chanting, we've never heard of this. One can acquire so much punya by silently uttering the name of Lord Hari. I have heard that the Nawab is sending the boats with soldiers to Navadvip Dham. To arrest anyone that's publicly seen performing the Sankirtan. And when they come, they're going to arrest us. I told you about this Srivash and his brothers. I told you, I warned you. We should have got his house and pulled it and dragged it and thrown it in the river. But you didn't listen to me. And now see what's happened. In this way, the Vaishnavas were under attack. I think if Nimai were to become a Vaishnava, He would silence the atheists. He would smash the Brahmins. And this was their icha. This was their desire. And then, after sufficiently enjoying the Bidya Lila and the marriage to Lucky Devi, the marriage to Vishnupriya, and his pastimes as Navadip Chandra, the rising moon of Navadip Dham, Dvijamani, the crest jewel of the Brahmins, Gaurashunda began to consider, now the time has come to initiate the Navadip Dham Sankirtan movement. And that time coincided with the departure of Jagannath Mishra. So he took the opportunity to visit Gaya Dham in order to perform the Shraddha ceremony of Jagannath Mishra and also to take the darshan of the lotus feet of Sri Madhusudan and also take initiation from Sri Ishwarapuri. That's a wonderful narration also that perhaps on another day we can explain in great detail in your association. But upon returning from Navadip Dham, actually Vrindavanash Thakur explains that the whole of Navadip had gathered to welcome Nimai after his return from Navadip, from Gaya Dham. And immediately they began to notice that there's a tremendous change in the behavior of Vishwambhara. His argumentative nature and proud scholarship is completely changed, and he has become completely absorbed in Krishna consciousness. In the house of Srivas Thakur, there was a kunda tree. Kunda is a jasmine tree. Actually, in your Vrindavan office, there's a Vrindavan Seva office there. So around that, there is kunda. So in the house, in the courtyard of Srivas Thakur, which you will still see today, there's a kunda tree that gave the flowers all year round. So every morning, all of the Vaishnavas would gather around that, at that kunda tree and collect the flowers for the puja. Gadadhar Pandit, Gopinath, Sri Ram, Srivas Thakur. And one morning, after Nimai's return from Gaya, Srivas Thakur's younger brother, Sri Ram, he came and he was in an overwhelmingly effervescent, joyous mood. And the Vaishnava said, "Oh, you're so happy today. What's the news?" And he said, "Yes, certainly there's a reason." And they said, "So why don't you tell us?" And he said, "Then hear it. Parama Odbud Kotar Maha Ashambhav Nimai Pandit Hoilo Param Vaishnav." Parama Odbud Kata, the amazing has happened. Odbud Kata, the unprecedented has happened. Maha Ashambhav, it's completely impossible. How is that as Maha Ashambhav, completely impossible? He is God. What's so impossible about him becoming a devotee? Maha Ashambhav is that our innermost desire has been fulfilled. That which we thought, that which we were constantly desiring, that most rare thing has happened. Nimai Pandit ho ilo param vaishnav. And Gaurashunda, he began the Sankirtan pastimes in Navadip Dham. And the devotees, they all became so enthused and so jubilant to be able to give themselves completely in the association of Navadip Chandra and perform Sankirtan. In fact, they were so much relishing the Sankirtan performance with Gaurashunda that they stopped sleeping at night. So he fulfills their desires by becoming a Vaishnav. And then subsequently, Gaurashunda begins to meditate that now the time for revealing my self as the avatar for the age has come. First he becomes a Vaishnav and the devotees become completely enlivened. But they don't realize that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So similarly, in waiting and delaying this manifestation to further, Advaita Thakur, this is at this stage, Nimai is 20 years old. Advaita Thakur is 20 years before he's praying and simply waiting for the Yuga avatar, for Gauranga to display his pastimes, to fully manifest his incarnation as Potit Pavan, the deliverer of the fallen. And on the bank of Ganga, Nimai was strolling and he saw the cows. Some were chewing the grass, some were calves were pushing their head and the udder of the mother and sucking the milk. And others were grazing, wandering. Seeing this, he became overwhelmed. Gaurashunda became overwhelmed. Muishe! I am he! Muishe! And he began running from the bank of the Ganga. He began running to the house of Srivas Thakur. At that time, Srivas Thakur was inside the temple, worshipping Lord Nrisimhadev. They were feeling some anxiety about these boats coming from the capital, from the Nawab. He's worshipping Lord Nrisimhadev for the protection of the devotees. Gaurashunda began kicking on the door with his lotus feet, kicking on the door. Boom, boom, boom. What are you doing? Kaha puja koro, kaha dhyan. Who are you meditating upon? Who are you worshipping? Jaha puja tar deko vidyaman. He who you are worshipping, he you are meditating upon, look, he is present here. Deki, birashane, Bishambara Boshi Achen. Chaturbhuj Shankar Chakragara Padmadhar. He came out and he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Deki, Birashane, Bishambar, Ache, Birashane, Boshi Achen, Bishambar. Deki, Birashane, Boshi Ache, Bishambar. Sitting in the Birashana pose. And Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he explains that he refers to Sridhar Swami's commentary, explanation of the Birasan pose. Would you like to hear what that is? He says, when you put your right foot on your left thigh, and you put your left foot on your right thigh, and you put your left hand on your left knee, and the right hand is raised in Thaka Mudra, His Holiness Radhanashami Maharaj yesterday displayed Tarka Mudra at least 4 or 5 times. This is called Birasan. So seeing this form, Deki, Birashane, Boshiyache Bishrambar, Chaturbhuj Shankar Chakragara Padmadhar, with the full manifestation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And those prayers of Srivas Thakur are very wonderful, as he begins with his whole family, gathers his whole family and begins to offer prayers and glorification. And in this way, Sriman Mahaprabhu, he gradually, in order to increase the icha, the desire of the devotees, so that they're constantly desiring, constantly meditating on him by his pastimes. And in this way, he's inducing the complete absorption in Krishna consciousness, which is our goal of life, man-mana. Think of me, fix your mind on me, absorb your mind in me, bhava-mad bhakta. Love me, madhyaji, worship me, mam namaskuru. Mam eva shashi yukdavaivam. In this way, being completely absorbed in me, atmanam matparayanaha, you can achieve me. So these are some thoughts today that we have shared in response to Punanjan and his bhoga icha. Hare Krishna. Is there any question? Srivas Thakur is younger than Advaita Gosai. Advaita Gosai has a beard, so he's like a grandfather. And then Srivas Thakur, he has brothers, and their family, they are grihastas. Srivas Thakur's younger brother has one daughter, Narayani. She's 4. So Srivas Thakur probably in his 30s, 40s, like that. Grihastha.
Same age as Jagannath Mishra.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. And Nimai, he's young. Vishwarupi is a young teenager. Thank you. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for such Nectarian pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prabhuji, many times in the class you mentioned about the desire that the devotees had a very strong desire, and that's why Mahaprabhu, that was the actual reason when Advaita Acharya called. So my question, Prabhuji, is that when we are practicing Krishna consciousness, so we start with this desire of when we pick Krishna consciousness, that in this life we want to practice sadhana bhakti nicely and attain Krishna consciousness. But over a period of time, Prabhuji, I'm not able to keep that strong desire which initially we had. And over on a daily basis, there are so many the life, how the things goes. So we have different desires of smaller things. So the highest desire we not able to focus on. So what should we desire, Prabhuji, and how we can keep that strong desire the devotees exhibited?
Deepen sadhana. Because in the beginning we were riding on the euphoria of relief. And then we're relieved. We're already liberated. And so then we want to enjoy again. So sadhana has to be deepened. It is atyanta shuk. One has to deeper and deeper and deeper. Shravanadi shuddhi chitte. And by hearing, one has to absorb oneself in remembering, in chanting as much as possible. And by association with the transcendental sound, the transcendental process, one will become enlivened. Evam prashanna manasa, one become enlivened. Deep in sadhana, associate in the association of Vaishnavas. Thank you. Kantraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.